So you've got your banana bread. We have our raspberries. Grapes. And what is that you just put on there?
Oh, fig rosemary chips.
Are those yours? Did you need to make this? Where did you get those?
Target.
Oh, I'm totally trying one of those.
Good to gather.
They totally.
A good, good, good cheese. What should I have if you want some?
You stop that right now.
I know, right? Rosemary fig in the cracker aisle.
I might have to try it later with goat cheese, but no rush. Oh gosh, here she goes.
I slept in the bed.
What?
That's stupid.
It's like. No. This is honey goat cheese.
This is just ridiculous.
I didn't tell you.
What have you done to me?
I know.
Lovely.
Well, thank you so much for having me here. This is a lovely home, lovely, lovely town. I can't imagine who works here.
Right? Yeah.
We live and we work here.
Yeah, that's just true. Like less than a half mile from us.
I loved that. Yeah, so cool. When you told me the other day that you were literally just down the street, you weren't kidding.
We pass it every day.
I love it.
Yeah.
On the way to our favorite coffee joint.
Yeah. Oh. So you've been a realtor for 5 years.
I have. I have been a licensed real estate agent here in the state of North Carolina for 5 years.
I'm glad you qualified licensed.
Yes, because, you know, and of course, coming from Florida, you know, you definitely want to throw a license in a lot of your
That's
title.
That's true. I don't think you need a license to be a home inspector there.
You know, I'm not sure about that.
In California, you don't have to be.
Really? So anybody can go in there and just say, hi.
They can decide one day they want to be a home inspector.
Yeah. Wow, God, I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
I think only like 38 states are licensed states, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll take the licensed human being any day.
100%.
You know, especially when you hear all those stories of humans coming through, especially after hurricanes, and I'm a licensed contractor. I'm a licensed
but
I can do all this stuff, and they end up leaving you high and dry.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But nope, licensed for 5. Worked to this industry here, at least in North Carolina, I was part-time, so I was in the restaurant business beforehand, so hospitality is in the background.
Yeah.
Did the education business for a little bit there, too, and then decided, you know what? I don't know how I feel about this. I love our schools, love our teachers, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
So I quite literally jumped ship about a good year ago.
Nice.
And said, you know what? Real estate has always been in the blood. Because, you know, picture it, 100 years ago, Charlie Holt, Fort Myers, Florida. He decides to buy a book at a Barnes & Noble after working for Mecker Drugs, you know, in the photo lab. That's a true story. I looked at my girlfriend, now ex-wife, and I said, there has to be a better way to make money. Mm-hmm. There has to be a more rewarding way to make money. So naturally, here's this 20-something kid, you know, going to a bookstore, how to flip a house in 45 days. And sure enough, this eager kid found a house and did it in about 57 days, but he did it. And that just kind of started the love affair with real estate, because when I finally was able to close on that first investment property, I really wish both of you were there to just see my reaction as soon as I opened up that door. Because I bought that house sight unseen. And when I looked inside and I saw that there was no sheetrock with no wiring, barely any plumbing, and I can see the crawl space.
Oh.
I began to cry because nobody warned me about that in the book. Right. What do you do?
Right.
So if I can survive that first nightmare and then go through the story, but that could be another day. I don't want to bore you your show for sure.
And still be a happy person.
Yes. And if I can, yes. Because when I finally went through that, I was just like, oh, well, if I can handle that, okay, great. But it was a little bit of a lucky situation there as well. But it just began very slowly. Now it's just like, no, this is really fun, because I have found that as I get into this more and more and more in depth, A, the folks are awesome, and being able to help somebody with their largest purchase and teaming up with some people that can get them comfortable with this large purchase is essential, which is, and I always say, I am hopefully becoming or will be that person that I needed back when I was that 21-year-old kid that opened up the door and said, what 100%. In the world did I just do? And now we can say, oh, I've been there, done that. Come on, we got this.
Yeah.
I got this.
And it takes, I would say, a very mature 20-something-year-old to use a realtor.
And it was interesting because I did not use an agent back in the day. I went directly to the bank when, you know, investing was cool and you'd go buy these lists.
Oh, you bought it from the bank?
Yeah, I, wow. I there was a local bank in Fort Myers that doesn't exist anymore, right off of 41. But I walked in the bank and I bought a list for $25. Went down the list and I said, "Oh, that's only $20,000." And I said, "Sweet."
I would have done the same thing.
I used some of my student loan money and got someone that who was a friend of mine who's no longer with us, unfortunately. But he was like, "I'll help you buy it. Come on, let's do it."
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh God, I cried.
Yeah.
I cried when I got in there because I, at that point, had no idea what to do with electrical plumbing and things like that.
Right.
And that pretty much started the journey. And of course, there's been some hiccups and bumps along the way. But hey, we still crossed the finish line and we're here today.
Yeah.
And we're here today.
Yeah. And an amazing team.
I do love where I am.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, being a realtor, and I love being a realtor. I love, you know, being an advocate for those who need and want, you know, to own a, you know, part of this American dream that we have. And we're all blessed to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
One of the absolute things that I just love about it is, you know, working where I work right now. As an agent, you're able to choose your firm. But being a part of a team now that actually is looking out for you and to be able to rely on the fact that, you know, we're with one community here in Concord, North Carolina, on the Lee Brown and Associates team that everybody knows who that is.
Yeah.
So to be able to have that army of people and the army of support that we have out of a small boutique firm here, a locally known brand name, speaks volumes. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, because what they're known for is having people, protecting them to get that dream going.
Absolutely.
It's so cool.
And we're going to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And it'll be ethical.
That's the big one. Everyone forgets the big E word because that's the thing. You don't want to be shady when you do this because it's already bad enough that, you know, realtors, and I've seen it, and even the most seasoned of them all, have that reputation of, oh God, they're just in it for the money. Granted, that's part of it too, but it's not all of that. That's just the byproduct of it. And I tell folks all the time, and I said, you know what? I know it's a very rewarding business, just like home inspections. Very rewarding, especially when we're all very connected. But I sleep infinitely easier at night knowing that you got what you needed and wanted than wondering what's going on in the bank account. Now, will I be silly enough to say that that's not the case? Sure, of course it's rewarding, and I would encourage anybody to get into it, too, if they want to do it, investing-wise, like I did it in the beginning.
For sure.
Have something in your back pocket, change careers, be one of those good humans that want to do it for good. That's exactly why, you know, we're there, and I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
And I always say, like, I feel like realtors are underpaid because you guys only get a very small percentage, you know?
Depending on the split and depending on how you
work.
Yes, sure.
Yes. Even if it's a multi-million dollar house, you're getting paid very well. I just think the percentage is a little low, considering all that you all do.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know?
Gosh,
like,
can you turn that up a little louder
on
you?
People, you know, always complain about, like, oh, I'm going to spend money doing it. I'm like, no, they're going to bring you more and save you more.
Exactly.
So they're going to pay for themselves and make you more money and bring a trusted team.
Exactly.
If they're worth their weight. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like a good, you know.
And I think what's cool about this, too, is that oftentimes I always invite people into my world. And, like, you know, being in the education business back in the day, I was never a teacher, but I was always in the student support part of the office. What it was really cool to see is that everyone, I was going through my part-time real estate to full-time trends. I was always very honest and forthcoming with all my students that would walk in through, you know, Hopewell High School is where I was working at the time. And they were like, "Mr. Holt, what are you doing? Because you are just, you're here. You're nuts when you're here, but I see what you do out of here because you're always doing something in real estate world." And I said, "That's what I want to do."
Yeah.
And the rewarding part is I have taken people with their senior projects, seeing what I do, and they're like, "Oh, I always thought that once you got a license, you made all this money."
No.
And I'm like, "You need the license to bust your behind to make that money because nobody knows who you are. You have to get, you know, trust in the community, and your reputation is everything.
Yeah.
And if you do it right from the beginning, you're going to be a really good realtor.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that I always drive home. And the gentleman that is what, you know, utilized your services over that one little picture, he was one of my Hopewell kids.
Aww.
And now he's got his own investment property. He just lets me know what the heck is going on all the time through his Instagram. I'm like, this is just amazing. And that's rewarding.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to see that. And I really, really like to see that a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, I think it's important to do what you love, and it's okay to make a lot of money doing it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
It is.
Yes.
Like, you get to give more.
You know, it's funny
and
you
build
say that.
More.
My fortune cookie that I have been saving a picture for forever, I have it in there somewhere in the sea of videos that I've just recently been taking for a client. It says, the more you have, the more you give, the more you'll have. And that goes with time as well.
Yeah.
The more time you give. And Lee just posted something this morning. I was just like, oh my God, preach.
Yeah.
It was on there, one of her little, you know, if you make time, something along the lines, if you make time versus give time, like rearrange your time versus, you know, oh God, I'm messing it up, I know.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's on her feed right now. It's just how much you care for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will come back to you tenfold.
100%. I feel like when we, like, if you told me 2 years ago I was going to give a crap about doing a home inspection business,
mm-hmm.
it's one. I was like, how am I going to make this interesting on the marketing side of things? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But as we've gotten to, like, partner with people, because again, the blessing in it being so saturated, because everybody's a realtor, you get to be really picky with who you work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the fact that I care so deeply and, like, my capacity for, like, helping them has completely blown up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I feel like, the more you care about what you do, the bigger capacity you have and the more you're able to give.
Absolutely.
Without it completely draining you.
Yep. And if you ever look and call me one day and say, oh my gosh, are, you know, everything okay? And if I'm ever busy, there are not a thousand people, but we have such a strong team. As small as we are, extremely efficient in helping all the other humans in there. You know, between Virginia, Katie, Vito, and I, and Lee, who's usually, and she's on the national circuit right now doing a lot of her, a lot of her speaking engagements. We don't see a lot of her, but she's always a phone call away. What's going on? You know, give me the update. And the one thing that I'm not going to lie that she's told me is just like, I don't ask for help naturally. So it's very hard for me to, I always want to be the problem solver because I can do this in, but I have learned real fast in this firm that no one has ever taught me anywhere else. Rely on your humans.
Mm.
Rely on your people.
Yeah.
And that's now becoming the norm for me. If I don't know anything, I'm just like, what do I do? My buddy in there, Vito, he and I worked at another firm before. We're over here. We're both having a blast. But now it's at the point where it's like, we would have never met you guys. And going, what do we do? How do we do it? What does this mean? And I know when we met the first time, we're just like, if it wasn't for your videos, I am infinitely smarter because of you guys on Instagram.
Oh, cool.
True story. Because when you start giving us examples of what's happening in an attic and what's happening in a basement, like the recent one you said, you know, the difference between an inspector and an engineer and you don't want to use them and why, I'm like, that's a really good reason to have them. But what's cool about this is he knew. This is why inspectors are valuable as well, because he already knew, oh, you're going to need this, 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 that, and the other. But you can go ahead and spend a couple $1,000 to have the other guy to tell you the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then that's like one home inspector thing and real life. Like that,
mm-hmm.
we like lived that when we bought the house.
Yep.
It was.
Yeah, that was a life experience thing as opposed to a, you know, something read out of a textbook with the cracking wall.
And just think, and the way that it bows out, and it reminds me a lot of the items that we're dealing with down in Florida. Because after that first one closed, terrified, hiring the crew from Home Depot, it's almost like, what's next?
Right.
You know, what can we do next?
Yeah.
And the second one was about 10 times worse than the first, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just gonna get better at some point.
Yeah.
But it's I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't licensed.
And you're not curmudgeonly.
Yeah, true.
Well, sometimes we all have our curmudgeon moments.
We do.
Okay, we all have phases.
I could be cranky.
I can be cranky.
Like.
But you're not a miserable person.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're
upbeat. You know, we all have our crank pot moments.
And I will tell you that.
That escapes no one.
That's true. And it's mine usually hit right around 10
and
o'clock.
And the ones
at
who
night.
Say they're not are the worst. Yeah. Forget
yeah.
it.
I'm 10 like, o'clock at night, I'm like, where's Charlie? Oh, it's after 10. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. But 4:30 in the morning, I'm up.
I'm at 9. I'm
are you still 9 human? You're at 9 at night.
9 at night.
Okay.
9 at night, I'm like, I care no more. Like,
although, I could stay up really late if these chips just miraculously just keep showing up at
right
my house.
Right there on your bedside with the goat cheese.
Y'all, I can't imagine. I just can't describe this chip.
You're
it's rosemary
changer.
Fig goodness. I just don't.
It's so good.
I should have brought the fig jam from the firm.
Ooh.
It's back over there. Lee did make it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I don't like figs that much either, but I will eat that by the spoonful.
Yeah, but it's really good sugar.
Oh, God. I think it was a no-cook one or no-bake one. I don't know what it was, but it was amazing.
Oh, man.
How did you get hooked up with Lee?
Well, it's interesting because I think back in February when I was still working with the school system, I was working on a deal out over by Freedom Drive, and my clients wanted to buy an investment property. And one of the things that, before I ever worked with Lee and on her being on her team now, I followed her like everybody else did.
Yeah.
You know, we're just enamored with how this firecracker of a lady is just so darn smart at everything that she does. And, you know, I just finally just soaked it all in. Like, everyone is like, they're just like, my God, it's right. It's true. What she's saying is true.
Yeah.
So by some miracle, I always say, you know, blessings happen in so many different ways. I was currently negotiating on this property, and it was in the bag. And then the listing agent called me and said, my client is asking for why your client wants to purchase this home. So I kid you not, I pulled my little Chevy Captiva on the side of the road and I said, you do realize that if I ask them to do that, I'm breaking all sorts of fair housing nightmares if they don't describe anything other than why they just love the house.
Right.
And she's like, I understand what you're saying, but they want to know a little more about your client. And I'm like, I think that came up because through Lee's advice, when you submit an offer, you always scratch out the names of the people that are, you know, on that contract and just basically base this solely on terms.
Interesting.
And I began doing that when I was working for my previous broker, my brokerage, and it worked.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked well. But this one particular agent just had to know. So I said, I'm not comfortable with this, and this is why. I mean, we just went down the whole fair housing reasons because what happens is if my client starts describing single mom, whether they're pregnant, whether they're divorced, all these things might be included in the letter, and you just don't need to just know this stuff. It's not important.
Right.
Not to get into the whole detail of it all, but the long and short of it is I advise my clients of it. And I said, this is what they're asking for. If you want to, great, but I'm not going to be the one to turn it in. You're going to have to find someone else who's going to want to turn that in because I don't believe in that. Right. I am all about leaving that all out because it puts a disadvantage on this, and right now it loses. It's just not cool for you.
Yeah.
So typically, we're all human. If we hear a particular name, we could all guess, you know, through our natural born biases.
Carlos,
yeah. Yes, exactly. Randy. Maria Lopez, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Perfectly amazing human beings.
Yeah.
But we know in this world, we're all thinking of, oh, well, she might be Hispanic or she might be African American, Caucasian. Mm-hmm. We've all done it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things when you're representing a buyer in a transaction and the seller sees a name, chances are they're going to be like, oh, not here. Mm-hmm. Well, I believe I saved my clients from something like that because when my clients were indeed African American clients and they were so happy that I warned them about that they ended up purchasing another place out in Belmont and it worked out swimmingly for them.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're just going to get you out of this neighborhood. And it turns out the person that owned that house was a Caucasian woman. And she was feeling who she wanted in this particular area. I'm like, if you sell, you sell.
Right.
And you accept your buyer's terms. You don't accept your buyer.
Right.
You know?
They're not going to move in with you.
Exactly. It's not like they're saving a room for you in the back of the house. You know, come over and spend the night. No, that's not important. You are simply selling your house agreeable to your terms.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's it. So after I was probably losing my mind on the car and people just driving by me going, what the hell is wrong with that guy? Why is he there? I mean, I'm foaming at the mouth. Lee Brown posts a video on YouTube.
Oh, I remember.
And it was all about that rant about love letters. And I'm like, well, holy crow. You know, this has to be like divine intervention because no sooner than I'm following this lady on YouTube like half of the rest of the world is doing because she's amazing. This love letter thing just hits me. And I watched the video. I think it was about 15, 20 minutes long, if I remember.
Yeah, it was like a year ago, right?
Yes.
I remember that video.
And it was just like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do it. You know how Lee is when she gets on it and then when the fingers are pointing and I'm like, okay, mama, I'm listening.
Yeah.
It was like that. So, but I'm taking it in going, she's singing my song.
Right.
This is it. This just happened.
Yeah.
And I sent her a message through Instagram, and the rest is history.
That's awesome.
And then Clubhouse, I guess, around that time came out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been out for a little bit too. Clubhouse is a thing. She was doing it. And we were on the Mortgage Syndicate, and then, or one of the other shows that she was in. There's so many shows on there that she's on, but I followed her trying to get really versed on all of this.
Yeah.
And it worked out beautifully where I just, I asked, you know,
yeah.
I would love to be a part of this somehow.
Yeah.
I'm a part-timer. True story. I know enough. I will do bend over backwards for everything for you guys. And I kind of really pushed to be there because it was a, it wasn't a long decision, but it was like, I want to do it now. I want to be a part. I want to be a part. I want to be there. I want to be there. I think the whole process took about a month, and finally, okay. No, but we have a wonderful team there, and it's nice to be a part of all that. So the adjustment for me too, being full time, is kind of amazing too, because when you go from the salaried life to the commissioned life, you know darn well we're going to work pretty darn hard for you at this point, which is why I love this business so much, because we give it our all.
Mm-hmm.
And to go, and this is why I always invite someone into our lives, because yeah, there are many of our friends in this area that are doing well in the real estate business, a lot of us included here in Concord. But I always invite them to just to see the everyday process and understand that it's great to have a license, it's great to have it in your back pocket, but boy, you're going to work. are going to work.
100%.
You're going to work, and it's great. It's so rewarding.
It is. You have to, though. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you leave a commission or working for someone, you're leaving the stability.
Mm-hmm.
But you're gaining a ton of freedom.
You are.
And like what I said earlier, like if you enjoy who you work for, because you can be very stingy with your time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I can be very disinterested,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's why it's important who you work with, you know? And so I was only ever following Lee because never in a million years did I think ever, like, person that's been there, like, doing real estate probably as long as I've been alive,
yep.
would be like, oh, okay, cute baby, that's fine. You do your home inspections. Like, so I wasn't even bothering with that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I was following so I can learn, because she's teaching me. I had no idea love letters were that unethical, because you hear realtors talk about it on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and they make it sound very clever and creative and innocent. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was very naive in my thinking, and I was like, I never even thought of anything you just said.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was like, well, this is going to help me discern who we work with. And that's the only reason I was following, because I feel like if I'm following people who are very open and educational about ethics,
mm-hmm.
and what's right and wrong, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not a realtor. I know like practically nothing about your world when it started off. And because I follow and I'm learning, I'm like, oh, this is a great like little sifter on who's like the real deal and really in it. And if
mm-hmm.
they abide by these kind of customs, then I'm going to want to work with them.
Yeah.
So that's why I started following, you know?
I mean, I know enough because of the real estate world, but for many years I was unlicensed. And then there's a different set of rules when you're an investor. Yeah, you can kind of do whatever you want. But when you're licensed, you take on a different suit of armor,
uh-huh.
that you have to learn to just shift it a little bit, because now you're working for them,
mm-hmm.
and their interest. Whereas Charlie Holt's interest in the investment world is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. You know, yeah, do I still invest a little bit in Florida? Absolutely, because that's where I've grown up, and you know, I've got people down there to help with. You know, still have, there's two condos down there still that we have that I'm, you know, dealing with. But now I get to help someone who might be my former 21-year-old self doing that. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Just to see that.
Yeah.
Just, it's great. And
yeah.
if you're in it for the money, you're in it for the wrong reason. But if I'm at, and I'm not going to lie to you, there are days where it's great. And if you do calculate the hourly rate with certain deals, you're going to be like,
pretty good.
Okay, yeah, pretty good. And then, it's a whole lot of time there you've dealt with that one. But you know what? At the end of the day, did my client get the result they wanted?
Right.
That's all that matters.
Right. Right. And that's what I was, exactly. Because like when before we were on our own with Wilson and Sons, he was like, with his time, you know what I mean? Like just stingy with it. And now because it's true.
Yeah.
And I was just like trying to think what we can do independently as a family. Mm-hmm. And I, again, would not have thought. We were going to be luthiers for a hot minute. We were like, let's open a guitar building shop because I get to design and decorate and you can build them. And it was really cool. But yeah, as soon as we decided, let's do real estate, well, home inspection, mm-hmm. and really have empathy and appreciate what the realtors do and then work with the ones we like, it's like, okay, totally Jones. Like, just whatever, call me, text me. And he, like, excited about it. Mm-hmm. And just hanging out with them. It's just part of life now. There's no, like, here's my work life, here's my personal life. You know, it's just life, you know? And we also make money doing it, which is so cool.
Which is amazing. I always, you know, I look to my inspectors and wonder how they end up doing it because they can do about, what, maybe two a day? I don't know how.
Maybe two a day.
It takes about, you know, 3-4 hours to do each one. You got a good full 8 hours.
Yeah.
One of the things that I know Lee gets on me all the time is you're really going to have to learn how to block your time.
Yeah.
Because I'm still in that mode where if someone calls, I'm answering. Mm-hmm. Because you just never know if it could be a missed opportunity for your client. Mm-hmm. But like today, it's just like the first Sunday in a long time where even the ones that I'm working with, they all got an email last night. I love you. But I need me time. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to do that sometimes. Yeah. Even within my me time, there are people that still want to pull that out of me, which is fine. But there's always family. Family is always first. But I'm not naturally bred that way. I'm already in that hospitality mode. Like, what can I do to make you better?
Yeah.
You know, what can make you comfortable? Forget better. You guys are already better. But it's like, what can I do to make you comfortable? What do you need? You need another pillow? Right. You need to flip it for you? You need to toss it in the dryer? You know, that's where I'm coming from. And sometimes saying no, you have to. No, it doesn't come naturally to me.
Yeah.
It's always, yes, we'll do it. We'll figure it out. Ha! But sometimes, no. I understand the stingy with the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that I've got a lot more to fill up with, I feel like I should constantly be working. But that's not the case either.
Yeah.
Because family starts to suffer. But it's kind of like I'm still trying to find that balance too. But I do get stingy with my time too. I'm not going to lie. Especially...
Yeah.
And there it's just,
yeah.
We could just be cranky if people are messing with the time.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Before we decided to go independent, I was like, well, I want Andrew home more. Because, yes, we'll be running our own business, mm-hmm. and I don't have any idea what this is going to look like, but I know I'll have him more to help mm-hmm. me with the children. And that's all really the end of the list. Help me with the boys. Because, you know, we homeschool and everything, they're very little, and it's a lot. And I love it.
But I love that you do that because people think that that's not a job.
It's a lot.
That is a lot of work.
And they can think that. Yeah. I'm totally okay with that. Like, I get that all the time. Like, what do you do? And it's like, I do nothing all day and it's awesome. Like, and that's it. You know, it's just like, you know, I'm not going to answer that seriously because you're not literally asking me what I'm doing. Mm. You know, you're just being condescending. So I'm like, nothing. I play in the mirror with makeup. You know, I just answer super sarcastically.
I got that the other day at Berkeley. Yeah. What do you do? Oh, I'm a realtor. Oh, geez, you're another one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine.
Yes.
That's perfectly
fine.
Right.
Right.
I am another one.
Yes. And so, I was just like, I just want him more, you know what I mean? And so, I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. Well, I'm going to go here. What I love about you guys and what attracted me to you guys before, I think it was right around the time I started working around there, mm-hmm. March, April, when I'm really interested in working for Lee. One of the things that I appreciated about you guys is that all of a sudden, there's some Wilson sons. They're around. You ended up in my feed, and I'm just like, okay. But what I love about you guys and the way you present information, it's factual information.
Yeah.
This is what it is, and this is how it could be addressed. But it's always with that little asterisk in there, of course. You want to seek the, you know, everybody. But what I love about it is you talk us through it.
Yeah.
Because I cannot tell you how many times I have seen your videos at 10:30 at night going, what have they done today? And then there was and I think when we first met, I was telling you about the show.
The plumbing.
The different types of plumbing that are available. It was cast iron meets PVC meets whatever the heck that is, and that's a straw.
Yeah.
And this is over here, and somehow the straw is leading out into the septic tank, and this is just not good.
Yeah.
And you put a little humor behind it, which is what I totally dig, but it's still awesome factual information, and... And when we finally met, it's just like, this is it. You deal with it as you need to, mm-hmm. you know? And oftentimes And I know I mentioned this not to, you know, speak ill of anybody, which I won't. It's just oftentimes I have worked with inspectors, even in the private world before I was licensed, they have scared me to death. And that's not what I need to be scared. I'm already looking at this going, why am I doing this?
Right.
You know, I don't, there, it's okay to have an opinion, but don't scare me out of it. Yeah. You know, type deal, which is right. Why I love you guys. You don't scare people out of anything. It's yeah. Just like, this is what it is. And this is what
yeah.
We're doing.
Yeah. And they're not paying us for our opinion. And like we, like we've said to, because we've been asked our opinion. And it's like, I don't know your goals. I don't know what your budget is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what cushion you have in your savings. Like, I know absolutely nothing about your story. I can't answer you. But I can answer you 10 different ways depending on 10 different outcomes. You know what I mean?
It's yeah,
like,
sure,
it's, not,
yeah.
It's not a fair question. And so I'm like, you could talk to your mortgage lender. Like, just talk to your lender.
Yeah, talk to your humans. Your,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, just I'm not the guy. but yeah, I, oh man.
Again, it's not bad. I mean, if you have a, don't get me wrong, as we start doing more and more and more and more, you don't think I'm going to be like, hey, what do I do?
Yeah.
What right. happened? You know, right. it's good to have that honest professional relationship with people, mm-hmm. and even and with your clients too, because if they do ask, yeah, you should. But there is just so many times where it's just like, maybe we should have that conversation, you know, apart from each other, where we're not really, you know, freaking each other out.
Exactly.
Because again,
not
we're human.
In the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you're in the heat of the moment, it's already scaring the client.
Yeah.
And their eyeballs are going, oh my God, dollar signs, when we all know that it's not always the dollar signs. It's just a matter of rip the wallpaper off. You're fine.
Yeah.
You know, let the house breathe. You're fine.
Right.
You know, a little bit of remediation here. You're fine.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be wonderful. But
yeah.
if the delivery is a little odd, you know,
yeah.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
And then people are losing money. And especially in this state with due diligence fees the way they are. It's not. You know,
right.
That's the only thing that, you know, could be a little scary. But
yeah.
Yeah. What made a difference for me with that was listening to a guy who's a home inspector who used to be a nurse. And so he brought the idea of bedside manner to home inspection. And it's like, okay, yeah, you know, if you go to a doctor and they say, you know, you have high blood pressure, it's like, you know, yes, that could kill you in the long term, mm-hmm. but just a simple lifestyle change, you're going to be fine. And it's, you know, instead of freaking somebody out because they have high blood pressure, just...
If you do nothing, you will eventually die. No doctor says that.
Yeah, no...
You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah.
So right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, it's just, your blood pressure's a little high, you know, just get a little exercise, you know, eat this instead of that, and,
You'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. No big deal. You're not going to get a doctor right. Like you say, that's going to be like, you have high blood pressure, you're going to die. We got to put you on medication right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, later on, maybe they'll go, oh, wow, they're going to need some help. Yeah. But.
Yeah, like when we moved in, when we were purchasing this house, we were in due diligence, and it turned out the walls in the basement were bowing. And I had a 9-month-old and zero interest in buying this house if I had to have people come in and do construction and interfere with my nap time. Like, that's all I cared about. You know what I mean? Like, the house.
Or get interrupted by a house
that is falling. But I was like, oh, but yeah. And I was like, well, how much is it going to fit? And I was pissed. You know what I mean? I wasn't just freaking out. I was like really angry because that's my go-to emotion.
Yeah.
And so fortunately, he was.
It's honest.
Yeah. And so fortunately, like, he delivered. He's like, so the walls are bowing. And I was like, what? You know what I mean? And he was like, it can be fixed with carbon fiber straps, and it's only this much, and we get her to pay for it because, you know, he'll get her to pay for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is why we hired him. You know what I mean? And then I was like, just get it done before we close. Because if it's like, and it, fortunately, our lender agreed, and they said, we'll just won't give you a loan if it's not done, because we're not giving you a house that's going to collapse if it's not fixed.
Yeah.
And that's why I appreciated the lender, because then they did it, and it was a total, like, God thing, because, like, within the week, The carbon fiber strap people had no time in 2 weeks, and closing was within.
We were like 24 hours before clear to close.
It was
wow.
like, it was a crazy time. And
yeah.
So rightfully I was angry.
Yeah.
But, and so I'm like, I'm calling the realtor and I'm like, dude, I don't care. Just like pay the guy extra to come out. Give him a few grand. have him come out and fix it. Like, just pay him off. And he's like, I appreciate your enthusiasm. That's not going to work. And I'm like, okay, I don't understand that. Because, you know what I mean? You just pay them and they'll come out.
Sure.
but the agent's going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
We got to do this in time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And he's like,
that's the exciting part for me.
Yeah. And so, fortunately, they had a clear. And they were on their way up to Raleigh and were Greensboro. And they were going to stop over here, do it real quick, and then go. And yeah. So it worked out, and so we got our loan, and no one interrupted my nap time. And so it was totally fine.
Oh, gosh, the nap time. Okay, note to self. Let me put that in the notes right now. Thou shalt not call between this time and that time.
Yeah.
Or when is nap time typically?
Now.
Now.
But you're here, so it's fine.
Oh, well, oh, my gosh, I'm so honored. This is great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, don't you know?
And the goat cheese is out. Man, I have arrived.
You're here.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a stressful time.
That was stress, but you didn't seem stressed at all. Oh, and that's what I appreciated.
See, he was like, see these gray hairs now?
You know, I'm convinced that, you know, the kind of surgery that I had a couple of years ago is affecting the hair growth and this, that, and the other, and the body still hasn't decided to grow hair. You know, I lost it all, but, you know, here we are still, so I cut it short. But now that little hairs are popping back, I'm just like, where'd that gray hair come from? There's one here, there's one there. And I'm like, I'm only 42 years old. I am not supposed to be this gray.
Yeah.
So then I had a conversation with my sister, and she goes, you know that our father went gray at the ripe old age of 17.
Really?
I'm like, oh, well, then I'll take this into the end. But not to get too terribly descriptive, you know, there is a certain routine that I have to do, because there's one thing I always say, as we get older, no one's going to know, because let's just face it, Lumen and I get along all too well. Secondly, you know, people, the new rage is like stick those wax things up your nose and then you pull it out. It looks like the Lord, you know.
Oh my God.
Have you never done that?
No.
Oh, it's wonderful. So.
Does it hurt like terrible?
It hurts like the dickens. But when you can breathe for 2 months straight with no issues whatsoever, it's the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah.
But the last time I went, the girl up here in Huntersville that does it for me, and she's like at a reputable place. She's like, okay, here we go. So as you get older, men start to sprout in places that you never knew they can sprout, like the nose, the ears. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. So my daughter, of all people, was like, Daddy, just do your nose. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? I'm going to do my nose. Okay, let's do it. But if I'm already doing the eyebrows, let's do the nose.
Yeah.
So she did the nose. And now this is like the fourth time I've done the nose. Those are gray.
What?
Those are gray. Is the pain that bad that the nose hairs are turning gray? What the heck? I don't know. I'm basically what's going on.
Yeah.
So next time I do that, I'm going to do a TikTok video and just say, you're going to see what color they come out now. Yeah. So it's gray here. What's happening here? Is it starting here up? I don't know. It hit the nose. Now where the hair is next?
Yeah.
I'm going to die if it comes out my ears.
I bet it will.
I'm going to have a problem with that.
I bet it will.
It's just a matter of time, but I'm going to have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I think gray eyelashes. Maybe that's next.
I have.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I have eyebrow hairs that are gray. I started growing gray on my eyebrows.
You know, it's very unfair.
I don't mind it. I actually want to be white.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can pull it off.
It'd be the least expensive version and the lowest maintenance of platinum I'd ever be able to do.
You know what? If that's the goal, you should do it. I support that 100%.
Like white.
Because there are folks that went white early. Right. My grandmother was one of them.
Yeah.
And she was in her 50s after her little modeling career back in the day.
Yeah.
All white.
Yeah.
Just, I'm like, wow.
I got another white hair I saw last night. I'm like,
Well, if you wanted to get there faster, pluck that one and another five will grow.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true.
It's my pride and joy.
That might explain the nose hair. You'll pluck a couple thousand of them and a couple thousand gray ones.
I will. I can never. I'm such a pansy. I'm like, I'd rather get a tattoo in a very sensitive area than have my, anything waxed. Waxing freaks me out.
You know, if...
I'm a baby with that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Next time I go,
I'm an eyebrow.
I'll have Autumn record it. Or if you want to come and record it, too, and just you use me as the guinea pig, they're just going to be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Boom!
Oh,
it's amazing.
Yeah. I'm like, just give me a tattoo. I'll take a blade. Over.
And of course, supporting your local business is the person that we use over there in Huntersville, and she just gets the job done. It's what it is.
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Real estate coffee and nose hairs. All right.
Yeah.
And on this episode.
Yeah.
I love it.
And a crunch.
Oh, listen, stop it. I'm about to attack that job. I haven't had this yet. A little piece of that. Here we go. Now I'll go for the meat. Now, if the camera was on, they'd see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, those are wonderful. It's okay. I took the picture beforehand. You're fine.
So we've one of the reasons that we do the real estate and coffee thing with agents, like the what were
we call it, Realtor Real Talk.
Mm-hmm. Was to expose people to what agents actually do.
Really do.
Because you know how many people don't realize all the work that goes into it.
What do you do all day?
And
those people.
Yeah. So I guess part of our target are the blessed clients that I've had the privilege of helping that went without representation.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
There are sellers, you know, the for sale by owners, but then we've had a lot of buyers that have in a market like this go unrepresented.
And we always just kind of take a really deep breath in and then we exhale when it's over.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot.
It is. And especially for the buyer, it could be very confusing because, you know, buying a house can be easy, you know, depending on the deal. The problem is that in the state of North Carolina, you and I know that anybody selling anything, the seller is the one who's benefiting more than anybody.
Uh-huh.
And the seller doesn't care about what the buyer is feeling and or doing and making sure that their ducks are in a row. The seller only cares about them, which is why it's important that if you are going in there, you definitely want a realtor in your corner because oftentimes buyers are saying, I just want to buy that. But yes, I know you want to. But here are the things that are going to happen. Now, as a licensed professional, we are in the disclosure business. Mm. We have to tell you everything from start to finish.
Yeah.
And that's good. Because oftentimes the seller can do the transaction. I mean, the seller's agent can do the transaction, but the buyer is just merely a buyer client. They're,
right.
I mean, a buyer customer, rather. They're not really... I have to do good by you, but I don't have to really help you.
The seller's agent's best interest is seeking for the seller.
Exactly.
The buyer.
Automatically here in North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where the buyer's agent comes in is that as equally as important as the seller's agent trying to do their job for their client, when you have a buyer's agent in there, we are just advocating from the word go, making sure that every single one of the important decisions to that buyer are met by the seller as well.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be on the same page because there are things that can be missed. And then at the end of the day, the buyer didn't know any better. And the buyer is left like with, you know, egg on their face going, what happened here?
Right.
I feel something's not right. And if a client has that feeling, something did not go right. And that's what we all try to avoid because
right.
I've been in there several times, you know, even as a buyer who thought I could do it myself. But are you kidding me? I would have my friend Vito at the firm. I mean, I'd be like, we joke around all the time. I hate buying cars, but I love buying real estate. You negotiate this for me, I can negotiate that for me. I know who to rely on to get something done. And if I don't know anything, or not anything, but if I don't know something, I'd much rather have somebody here and we do this together.
Yeah.
Than you going it alone. And I'm never alone. And that's
awesome.
And that's the thing. Well, I'm never, ever alone. And a buyer should never be alone either.
100%.
Yeah.
And because it's just too much. Things are missed. Who's going to review, you know, the TRID when it comes to closing? Who's going to know that, you know, all the fees and all the transaction money went here if you got your proper credits? If you don't have an agent, which we look over all that with a fine-tooth comb, buyer needs to make sure and have some assurances as well because, again, the seller is the one making out.
Right.
And that's why you got to have a buyer's agent in your corner. And not only that, we're going to keep all your private information private.
Private. Yeah, exactly.
What you tell me does not go past this room. But if you're working with the seller's agent and you are alone in this, anything you tell that seller, that seller's agent, they're going to use to their advantage. Oh, well, they just told me they could really go up to this, but they can really go over that, which is why you have an agent in your corner that says, let's negotiate this.
Right.
Because now that person already knows, and it's just no confidentiality, and you definitely want your privacy kept.
Yeah.
That's huge. Well, now, There seems to, I don't know if this is a new trend or not, but it's something that we came across. There's a lot of new construction, a lot of people buying brand new houses. Mm-hmm. But there are these cases where somebody going in to buy new construction is signing an agreement saying that they will not get representation.
We've come across that several times.
They sign this agreement with a builder, that mm-hmm. the builder says, you agree to not have representation. Which a client who is, you know, they're like, well, it seems okay. It's new construction. What could go wrong?
A whole bunch of things can go wrong. You know, especially, I haven't worked with a lot of clients that have gone the building route. One of my first ones here with Lee, really, recently, down with the Peachtree Residential down in Belmont. The folks that are afraid to work with buyer representations, I'd be the one to say that would scare me.
Yeah.
Because that right out of the gate says, we're not really in it for you. You agreed to buy our house. This is what it is. Take it or leave it.
Right.
Whereas if you had an agent, it's not exactly just take it or leave it. There are questions involved here.
100%.
Because also, oftentimes, in a case like that, they usually won't let you inspect, you know, afterwards.
Right.
Because drywall inspections, this, that, and the other, you have to go with their little humans to do it and then take their word. No, I don't take anybody's word
right.
without someone in my corner.
Right.
I would, if it were me, and I think that was the case with me when I bought my house here with a particular builder. So this is what I'm trying to recall. And I personally have not worked with many builders that have done that, thankfully. But if that were to happen, I would almost want to run.
I know.
Because it's not fair to the buyer that I'm buying your product, but I don't have a say.
Yeah, I have to sign away my rights.
Yes, and I don't like that feeling at all.
No.
Whereas if you are allowed someone to be in your corner, representation, I'm not an attorney, but if there was an agent in your corner, your agent could take the beating
right.
and still get paid. But I think a lot of it falls under the fact that a lot, especially in this market, a lot of builders know that there is a housing shortage, so they can take a client that way and they don't need to pay an agent.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, all these builders were working with agents, and the ones that still work with agents are the ones that we absolutely love, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we do what our clients want, and if they want to work with a builder that isn't, we're still going to be there in their corner.
Right.
But I've not seen one like that yet. But
yeah.
if that were me, I'd almost like want to go the other direction because they're not looking out for your best interest.
Right.
You are on the hook for their product and they call the shots. And then if something goes wrong, you're kind of like, what do I do?
Right.
Well, if you had an agent to call, they can tell you, you know,
exactly.
how you can proceed.
And that's usually what happens. So like whenever that happens, my first question is, did you sign anything that says that? Like, did you sign away your rights?
Yeah.
But not wanting to scare them. I'm just like, did you sign anything? Okay. Okay. you know,
yeah.
well, here we are. I'm
exactly.
glad you
and
called
if you
us.
Do sign your rights away, you have no representation at all.
Yeah.
Imagine going through divorce court or, you
yeah.
know, the property disputes and you're going in alone. Whoever, it's not about winning or losing the case, it's who has the better argument,
right.
you know, type deal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
who has the better argument here, you
right.
know, and you never want to go in there blind.
Right.
You know, and I always say, oh God, I'm 42 years old and I got my first ticket.
Yeah.
And apparently the guy said I was going this fast in this section. And I'm like, do you know what kind of car I drive? There's no way my car goes that fast
right.
from here to here. So I don't know how to navigate traffic court. So I hire someone to navigate those muddy waters for me. That's an attorney. Your agent does the same thing. The only difference is that depending on the transaction, seller always pays your agent no matter what. You know, so especially if they're cooperating. And even if they're not, get a friend.
Yeah.
Because we're just a phone call away.
Yeah. It's
really
just
a phone call away.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we've had builders for like a $300,000 home
mm-hmm.
want $1 million, for us to have $1 million insurance coverage. We have it because we do commercials.
Sure.
So it's like, sure.
Yeah.
But come on. Okay.
You
know? And so it's like, I'll just tell the client as much as they need to know. I'm like, I'm not a realtor. Just make sure you have an 11-month warranty and make sure that the you know they repair these things that Andrew gives you, but other than that, you know,
I could swear there was a video that you posted where you see why it's important to get a pre-inspection.
Yeah.
And I could swear there was electrical wire flying through these weird little beams there, and it was going right through the center of it. And if, God forbid, that wall collapsed, it's on that wire. And this was a brand new house.
We've seen some stuff. Like, we've had a brand new build that literally, as soon as they turned on the heat for the winter, the house would have burned down.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, because they just had all of the, what is it? They blew insulation in the furnace.
Yeah.
So, cute. And it took in flame. So, it literally, as soon as winter came, they would have burned down.
Yeah.
And it's just, they weren't going to get the inspection either. And I'm like, so glad they did.
Oh, no, this is why you guys are valuable. This is why I always say, my God. And when we have our clients list with us, and if they choose to list, we don't make them, but if they choose to list with us, we always recommend a pre-inspection. That way, you're fixing everything before right. their humans go in there
right.
to, because you know it's going to come up. Because you living in that house, you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know what is going on in your house.
Right.
And I'm going to look at you funny if you choose, you know, a particular X box on one of those little check marks on the disclosure form.
Yeah.
Even if you do hit yes and no, and then you select no representation, I'm still going to go behind you and check you, because in this state, it's a buyer beware state.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. The seller is under no obligation to, you know, fix anything. What you see is literally what you're going to get. But this is why I always ask, because we look infinitely better knowing that if our clients got a pre-inspection before they even list, they could go ahead and eliminate all the problems that they know.
Yeah.
Are going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
And the fun ones these days are now are the electrical outlets that don't have a ground. Or the old outlets with the... God, I was in a house here in Concord the other day that still had the screw-in fuses there. And I'm like, where are they getting these things? And where's the other panel? Because this is too small. But they have a water heater and a brand new air conditioner. Where is this panel? So if it wasn't for you guys going through all these things, I'm going, well, wait, what did he say there? Hold on, but where is that? Where does that go over here? This switch doesn't control anything, but but what's it for? You know, right. That kind of stuff. All these things could be eliminated, which is why you guys are so invaluable, because we need you. You need us to guide them to guide the next human so that the person who buys that house is comfortable with their purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And to that I say, if you buy a house that is completely falling apart around you, that's fine if that's what you wanted, but you at least you know what's falling apart around you.
Right.
And this is why I'm always like, get an inspector.
Yeah.
Get an inspector. An inspector that can just give you facts. You know, and this is what it is, and this is what agents, real estate agents and inspectors just need to, there just needs to be one in your back pocket, which is why I'm totally cool with, you know.
And I forced myself in his back pocket, that guy, because he had gone through several and like they just fell through or like they took a higher offer, and he's like, and he wasn't going to use us, but if not for my persistence in checking in, I would send a gift card. Hey, I'm sorry, you're struggling. Not because I was hoping to get the inspection, because I literally, like, they have a big family, lots of kids, and they're going through terrible time finding a house. And so I'm just like, hope you guys are well, sending them cards.
Absolutely.
And so he was like, I'm going to use you because you guys have been so good. And I'm like, I'm so glad you used us because, my God.
You're front of mine. You did well.
I would have been mortified had he not gone with it and then, like, they turn on the heat in the winter. You know,
imagine
what I mean?
If they used the guy that he was snooping on across over here. Oh, going, maybe he missed that furnace with all that in there. Could you imagine? I know what's in that furnace.
Yeah. Andrew, it was raining that day.
I love that video.
And our neighbor,
that is the best.
For context, there's a video we did a story, so I can't share it. But Andrew was watching the home inspector across the street, and it was raining. Mm-hmm. And he had a ladder, and Andrew's like, I should go over there and help him.
I was in my car when I was actually showing a property, and I got in the car and I got an alert because every time you guys post something, ba-ding, I am there.
Yeah.
Instagram tells you what's going on, because again, it could be something that I'm working with, just like Lee did, you know, when the fair housing thing hit my lap. It was just like, ba-ding, hey, it's could be relevant to what you're dealing with now.
Yeah.
But I got such a charge out of that because I needed that laugh that day. But at the same time, it's so true, because even as an agent, everybody knows an agent.
Yeah.
Really, they do.
Yeah.
And have I been in that position where my friend chose another one of my agent friends? Yes. Are we a little funky about it? Well, yes.
Yeah.
But are we happy you chose our friend? Yes.
Yeah.
Are we going to congratulate our friend? Of course we are, but we're not going to forget it. It's okay. It's just part of the business. We get it. But I got such a charge out of it because he's looking out the window and he is physically doing the thing that is happening in my head, going, are they treating him well? Are they, what are they doing? Did they disclose all this? Did they tell him about the da, 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 what about this? Did they look up? Look up. Always look up. You know, those are the things that I do. Like, look up. What is he? But he, Andrew, is staring out the window going, I wonder. And you're giving the play-by-play in the back. Y'all have got to go see this video. It was so amazing. And he's just sitting out the window just going, I wonder if I should go help.
I'm like, yeah, because we see Doug. He comes home, the neighbor who's selling the house, mm-hmm. and he's constantly working on his house. He keeps it so immaculate. And it's like, I know exactly what to look for. Anybody who panged here, when you came to look at this house, you probably got a Google alert, how is Wilson and Sons inspection and testing?
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah.
We are his neighbor. We know that. Like, why didn't you call us? That was not wise.
No, it's, you know, and we can never, ever fault that. So there was something that I learned from Leah 100 years ago. It was one of her videos. I said, you know, she said it the other day. It's like, you can swing a dead cat and you're going to hit a realtor.
Yeah.
You know, it was on there the other day. And she's like, God, you're right. But it's still, because we know we would do everything in our power to make sure that they get what they need. You know, but it's just like, it's going to happen again.
I wanted to meet him. I was like, on Instagram, I'm like, do you have a page? Yeah. I'm like walking by his car. I'm like, hey, man.
And it's so natural because it's normal because I know when you get selected, when someone else selects somebody else, it's fine. But I'm so glad you chose one of my friends, really. Yeah. It's the only way that I can get over it. I'm really glad you chose one of my friends. Yeah. And let's just hope and pray that it works out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So that they're everywhere. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm. We are.
Like, I feel good that, you know, I'll say we lost a pre-drywall to somebody who could do it cheaper, but they're using an agent that we know and love.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. You know?
They got Coach Nate. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, I would have liked to have served them and work with Nate again, but if they've got her, then I'm good.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said to them, too. I'm like, best of luck. Because they wanted a pest inspection for a pre-drywall.
Which is very, very odd.
So I just feel like a waste of, like, $50, but... Fine.
Where are the termite tubes in the inspection?
I don't know. I'm like, and Andrew's like, I can identify it for you.
Well, yeah.
Like,
their concern was they heard a rumor that the lumber that they're using is not treated.
He's like, I can tell if it's treated. Like,
yeah. You see the green stuff?
Yeah.
At the bottom?
Yep.
That's treatment.
Just look.
Yeah. Good. True story.
And so he was like, it's okay. Like, but she was just, you know, very worried. And I'm like, okay, here's the inspector we use. They're phenomenal for pests.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely give them a call. Best of luck. We'll see you later on. You know, like, you're in very good hands.
And typically in a new build, don't they spray it up on the wall about this far up?
It's a necessary concern.
Yeah.
It was fine. But yeah, so I was like, but you're in good hands. So we're not.
But if it means peace of mind, and if it meant $50 gave them peace of mind,
totally
that's perfectly fine. You want to go ahead and spend that money knowing that, knowing we know you didn't have to, but this is where we go in and say, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Typically it doesn't happen. This is why we disclose. But if you need to know, we'll let you know. Fine.
Yeah.
And we do. We are directed by our client.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters. Because if they're happy, guess where they're going to come again? Oh, well, they came out and did XYZ. Well, they're going to hire both of you again.
Yeah.
And then hopefully do the same when it comes to their agent. Oh, well, we bought their house from them. Now we get to sell with them. Because
mm-hmm.
the experience was great.
Yeah.
So we totally get you, guys. We love you guys. I know I do. This is lovely. We
Thank
adore you.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Videos. Do it again. Just another peekaboo video out there. That's great. Oh, God.
You know, I started following you because I was like, I didn't know. Like, I only ever saw her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started seeing the logos of other people in that, I'm like, there are other people there?
I know.
And so, like, I got followed. What am I going to love so much? You know what I mean?
I know.
What?
And don't get me wrong. I'm the late bloomer to the social media game. And
really funny.
It kind of grows on you a little bit. I'm on the phone all the time. I'm not like, hey, it's Charlie Holt. How you doing? My daughter makes fun of me all the time because she's like, Daddy, you sound the same. Hey, it's Charlie Holt. Welcome to Media Real Estate. And I'm like, but it works.
Yeah.
There's 10,000 views on that reel.
Be you.
You know, and I think that's what they love about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what the rewarding part of all that is that, I don't know if you saw the reel 100 years ago of me in front of the lemonade stand.
No.
There
Wait,
were,
yes.
there was a wonderful family out there in Huntersville, right there on Poplar Tent Road, that was selling lemonade. It was the most amazing lemonade I've had. Could it have used some ice? Yes. But would it have been watered down? Yes. I still drank it. But they had this, these amazing muffins to go along with it.
Nice.
So in that reel, I think I said something, you know, come out and support a great cause. Someone sent a check for $50 to my PO box.
Aww.
And I delivered it to them and they're like, oh my gosh, this really happened. Things like that happen. And when I don't do it anymore, but I should. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to change up the day we do the coffee. Remember, you know, Sunday is usually the...
Yeah.
I don't know why that died. No, they didn't die. We're just trying to figure out a different spin on it. But Habitat, you know, we're all about Habitat for Humanity here, especially here in Concord. It's right behind us.
Right.
If you... A donation, $10, $20 or more, you will mail you one of these. Well, I'll be darned. Three people sent it.
Nice.
And now I got to send their mugs back. So, which is, it, you know, that kind of thing. So I know it works. So do I have to get myself in front of there more? Yes. Does it allow me to get to know you guys more? Yeah, it's amazing. We live in the same town. We're in our own little separate directions, but social media has us ever so close, which is what's really cool about it. And it's like, we're a little family here in Concord, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Neat.
And now that we're just up the street, it's even better. Now I know where you live. Watch out. Because I know where these fig chips are. And I'm having another one. Oh, you can have the one on top. I'll have that one. Yay.
They're so good.
As we chill, it's such amazing.
You're going to have to get some more lox.
This is worth, like, chipping a tooth. It really is.
They really are amazing.
Gosh. You know I'm going to Target right after this, right?
Yeah. It's your fault. Good and Gather's the best.
It was totally your fault.
Not a sponsor.
Speaking of social media, Charlie, you've got to tell people where to find you and what you guys do.
Well, me. Well, you can follow anything online. You're more than welcome to. If you can find Charlie Holt on Instagram and Facebook, it's that happy guy in that weird plaid shirt. Go ahead and hit like, reach out. I'd love to bond with all of you. There's I, Charlie Holt, and there is Charlie Sells Charlotte. So... at the end of the day, I am a realtor, but that's just the profession. We're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the human side of it all, too. So you can follow me personally. You can follow me as an agent, and I'd love to interact with you. It's good stuff.
Right on.
Yep.
And Charlie looks just like he sounds.
I'm dying to find out what that looks like. Hold on. Now I got to know when I listen to this again. I'm like, do I really? Do I look like that? Oh, it's good stuff. Now, we're easy to find over there. One Community Real Estate, Lee Brown and Associates. She's a staple here in Concord. Everybody knows who she is. She is absolutely wonderful. It's good to be a part of that team. You know, there's a lot of people out there to help you in the real estate world, but if you're looking for someone to advocate you for you, you know, start to finish, and we don't forget you. We keep you as clients and friends, and we're very proud of that over there. So, you know, I know I'm the new guy over there, but we value our relationships, and you know, this is one of them. I'm so glad you invited me to your home, had this most amazing conversation with the most amazing treats, and we hope to do this more and more in the future.
Thank you so much.
It's great. Thank you.